Well, Aussie, it's great to see you again here at the PGA Show. I see you got a new color jacket on, name tag, and a few new logos on the equipment. But tell us how things are working out for you now here with the Titleist family.
Oh, it's been great. It's been a year since I started working with Scotty, and it's been really educational and fun to be able to collaborate again with a great team of people. So I'm looking forward to what we've got coming.
What's it like working with Scotty? I mean, arguably he's, you know, the name when it comes to putting in the world.
He's been fabulous, very open and receptive to great ideas, good ideas, a great collaborator. And I think the whole team there kind of had the same message that he loves putters, he loves fun ideas, loves cool ideas. And I'm just happy to be over there to help him realize some of his dreams and our dreams together.
Uh-huh. Have you had a chance to work with a different set of touring professionals now, being in this family?
Not so much hands-on. I mean, I think I haven't gotten out on tour at all, and we have a really good tour team that kind of handles that. But I've got to interact with a few of them that come through the studio, so that's fun. They like to come to us versus us having to go to them, so which makes it really fun. It's a very special experience going into the studio for them.
Mm-hmm. How much are you creating these days as compared to in the past, or are you just sort of taking a look at what Scotty's coming up with and trying to see where you can add to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think this new line, the Super Select, was more of me just kind of lending a hand, trying to get these things kind of into production and through with some of the design details. And then future stuff, it's a collaboration. I mean, he'll come in with ideas, I'll come in with ideas, and together, as it's a great back and forth, there'll be some cool stuff coming, I think.
Tell me about Super Select. We just saw the media release that just came out, and it looks like a fantastic looking putter from what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, it's a follow-on to the Special Select that came out a couple years ago, and we had such great success with that product out there, and a lot of it is, you know, getting back to the pure look feel of what people love about Scotty Cameron putters, with, you know, solid milled faces and great shapes. And one of the things Scotty did with those is really kind of retune the whole shapes, have a little new hosel style. He slimmed down the profile of some of these putters, and especially the Newport 2 style putters. He thinned them in such a way that they needed heavier toe and heel weights, and that really helped the forgiveness of all the blade putters in that line. And so this was, with the new models, we wanted to kind of follow on with that and further enhance the inertia, mass properties, forgiveness of these putters. So we're looking where we can take weight. So the hosel of these putters have this IB neck, so taking milling channels in the neck to take weight out of that. We would do that on tour putters all the time, and so bringing it to the production line. And then the cherry bombs in the back, which are the signature of his putters, made them bigger and deeper to get almost 10 grams of weight out to put underneath the weights. We had little cavities under these weights, even though when we did made them smaller. So that further enhanced the inertia of these putters. So forgiveness is outstanding on specifically the Newport 2. Also in the Special Select, we had, you know, in the blades, had a square back design, which is kind of a wider Newport 2 type shape. Some players, you know, thought that was maybe a little too wide for them, wanted something in between. And so that's where we have these new plus models. So there's a Newport 2 Plus and a Newport Plus and a Newport 2.5 Plus, which is just, it's a little wider than the Newport, but not as wide as the square back. And so it's really bringing those mallet properties into the blade category. And also in some of the other Special Select lines, and, you know, bringing mallets and making them more blade-like. So having those kind of hybrid-type putters is really a trend we're seeing, and that's what some of these new models that we put in the line are there to do.
Austin, you know, we hear about this so much with drivers, moving the weight around, you know, higher crown, lower something, they dig through the ground better, you know, all these little things, even in the fairway woods. Mm-hmm. It seems like that is now a phase that's going through with putters as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's everyone wants a little more forgiveness in their putters because they're not going to hit the center every time. And also players want help aiming, which you don't really see on irons and woods, but on putters, aim is a big thing. Where that face is pointing at impact really determines where that ball is going, and then where you hit it on the face, of course. But so having these kind of wider style heads with nice square features on them really help players align the putters better, which is going to help them make more putts. And then, you know, the other aspect that players are looking for in putters is feel. Having it match up to the ball and matching up to the sound they want. So we did, on this one, we also did a new milling on the face. The Special Select had kind of a fine mill. The version before that had a deep mill. Tour really likes the deep mill, so they loved having a little softer sounded impact depending on what ball they use. So we started on this with a deep mill, but sometimes a deep mill can be a little inconsistent because you get a lot of these peaks in it. So then we came back with another mill to kind of chop off the peaks of that milling to get a really smooth and consistently flat face, but it also has the properties of the deep mill where it has a great sound to it. So a perfect blend of accuracy, precision, and a great feel on this.
Austin, how much do you advocate people getting fit for putters? I mean, the drivers and everything else, you can get in front of TrackMan and do all these things, but for years, and you probably know very well, yeah, if people would pick up a putter, oh, it's got a good feel to it. Well, maybe they roll a putter two on the green and it goes in and they think, oh, this is perfect, but maybe in the long term it isn't. But now there's a little more of a scientific way to actually go out and do that, and I got to believe that you totally believe in that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we're here at the PGA Show supporting the PGA of America and PGA professionals, and that's a great place to start if you're looking for to get into the correct putter for you. I mean, there's lots of things going on from length to lie to loft and to head shape. Which do you aim better? Which you're most confident with? And then with your setup, which one fits you best? How can they adjust the putter to fit you? But also, how can we change you to fit the putter? Because a lot of people, you know, want the putter to fit to them, but they may not be in the greatest position to have the best results. And so it's almost you're doubling down on some bad habits if you do that. So going to a PGA professional and having a fitting and kind of a instruction is perfect.
Can I ask you a little bit about pricing on putters? Is the research and development so much these days? I hear people saying, I got to pay as much for a putter now as I am for a driver almost. And that never used to be the case. So what's happened in the world of putter design that maybe has brought the cost of premier putters up a little bit more than it used to be?
Well, I think the price of everything is going up. The price of labor is going up, materials going up. We really spent a lot of time on our designs and trying to find, we want to come up with the best product we can, but we don't want it to be crazy expensive. But to make the product like this with the details we have, it takes a lot of special skills, special machines, and time. And that time is what costs. And so it takes a lot of time to make even one of these machined heads. And so that's going to cost. And it's worth the price. When you kind of look at them, set them down, you know, everyone is going to be exactly the same. You can't say that, you know, 30 years ago when putters were inexpensive, you had to look through a bunch of them to find the one that's just right. With Scotty Cameron putters, the first one is going to be as good as the 10,000th one, and they're going to be the same. So, you know, that type of quality, that type of attention to detail, it's the right price for that.
And where can you learn more about the new line of Scotty Cameron Select putters?
ScottyCameron.com or Titleist.